7 o'clock. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Coming up at 8 o'clock, you're going to win Taylor Swift tickets. I'm sorry, let me correct myself. Taylor Swift pit passes.
Well, you have to go through me first.
Don't worry, there's other protocol in place. There's a two-stepped authorization process.
Authentication process.
How would you feel if you were a person able to win pit passes, like a younger Alex? Would you just pee your pants?
Yes, I still would. Now, I don't understand the younger thing. I still would.
This is going to be at Lucas Oil Stadium on September 15th. So that's coming up less than an hour from now here on the Joe and Alex Show. Indiana, we made a list here out of all 50 states in America, and we were ranked the worst at this. Okay, now that I've given you that, what do you think we are ranked worst at? Like, we are the worst state in the entire country.
For eating your neighbor.
Nope. Live the web girl.
I was going to say sniffing your trash.
Oh, that's good.
Where do you guys pull this out of? These aren't even close.
This is just what people around us are
always
doing.
When's the last time you heard a ranking of where do you get this like ranked at? I've never even heard of that. No, none of those are right. Indiana ranked worst out of all 50 states for road rage.
Doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed limit, get the out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught, so.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I'm a little surprised just because we're right next to Illinois, and I mean, it is 10 times worse when you're in Illinois with those drivers.
I'm from Michigan. You try driving in Detroit. Good luck. You're driving all of a sudden.
I feel like the only rule about driving is in Detroit is lock your doors, because at a stop sign or a stoplight, somebody's just going to run in and bust you.
Well, that's a little bit of stereotyping, but I guess...
That's what I've heard from people that live there and grew up there. That's what they told me. They said when you're at a stop sign or something, you have to make sure your doors are locked. Somebody will just open it and pull you out and take your car.
I wonder where the hell they were at, but...
That's literally what I was told.
But I don't know my experience in Indiana. I've been here for like 5-6 years in Evansville and Indianapolis. And there's bad drivers, I'll give you that, but like road rage?
Yeah,
I think that's totally off.
I'm surprised. I wouldn't really say that that's true.
I think it is. I get people honking at me and
because you're a bad driver.
Yeah, I think that's just
all
you
all the time.
Because yeah, I never get that.
You suck at driving. I mean, you got in a car accident, what, a week ago because you were distracted or something?
Well, I'm just saying, whether or not it's me or the other people, I see road rage a lot, okay?
That's why people are mad. Everybody's mad at Live the Web Girl over here who can't drive.
When was this study? When did they start polling people? Because was it when Liv first moved here?
It said when Live the Web Girl moved to Indianapolis, the entire state was affected by her driving. No, auto insurance center track fatal crashes between 2005 and 15 and found Indiana had the most fatal crashes caused by road rage, nearly 13 fatalities per 100,000 Hoosiers. I don't know, like, have you even seen any kind of road rage? I really haven't. I guess I've seen my wife flip somebody off, but...
Yeah, I really don't. That's what I'm saying. This is very surprising
I'm sure it happens. I think more of the road rage is us directed at, like, the actual roads, like potholes.
So, I want to go back to this. You claim, because you're from Michigan, when you're in Detroit, that someone's not going to try to pull you out of your car and then take you into an abandoned building and lock you up in there. That's not happening with their road rage?
That doesn't happen every day. No, people are like crazy aggressive. They might actually like run your ass off the road. And now things are going to get worse. I'm predicting right now that if this wasn't true, it will become true, because I know where my road rage is going to come from. It's from these people on scooters.
Oh, yeah.
They're back today.
They're back?
Yep. Bird and Lime scooters returned to the city today. The city council, back on July 16th, they passed the regulations and they said, you got to do this, blah, 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 blah. But basically today, September 4th, is when they can come back to the streets. 1,500 scooters each are going to be out there. And then after that, they're allowed to ask for more to go out there. And I think there might be a demand that it will increase. It charges $1 per ride plus 15 cents per mile if you want to use either the Bird or the Lime. The scooters can go up to 15 miles per hour, and you do not need to return the bike to a specific area, which is kind of cool about that. They leave them wherever you are. Yep, but then people at night actually get paid to pick them up and charge them. So you also have to wear a helmet, by the way. That's something it doesn't do. But according to the city's regulation, it's going to cost you $25 if you are, caught. What, are police going to pull you over without a helmet on now?
Wait a minute. Where am I supposed to get a helmet? Am I supposed to keep that with me and walk around? No.
What?
Okay, so see, now that right there, that's going to make me not want to ever ride them, because I'm not doing that. So I'm not going to go out, buy a $25 helmet, and then walk around with it with me in case I ever want to ride one of these scooters randomly.
I don't know. I think it's a good idea. I don't want more people to have head injuries. I think you need to be responsible and put something on. Why should I have to pay for your insurance?
No, I agree that they should be wearing helmets when they're riding these, but like they need to provide it. Why aren't the helmets like locked onto the scooter or something like that, and then you unlock it when you pay
the
ride?
Do you really
ride?
Want, though, like, okay, let's say I get all hot and sweaty.
Well,
I'm riding
no,
that.
That's also
then
the
you're going
to
have my sweaty, bald head on your hair?
I guess not.
That's
but...
probably why. Like, hey, would you like this $1 ride with a side of lights?
I didn't think about that.
Yay, thank you.
See, I don't know what the
solution
is.
Do you like the scooters, though, or not?
I haven't ridden them yet, but my boyfriend, the Egyptian, is obsessed with them. I mean, his life revolves around these stupid scooters. So when they went away, he was depressed. And now he'll be so happy that they're back. But I'm really curious to see what he's going to think about this new helmet rule.
I don't know. I just think that I like the idea of giving people a cheap option to get transportation across the city. But
well, not across the city. More like across a couple streets downtown.
Yeah, you can. I've seen these all
No one's going to drive this from Mass Ave to Fishers. No one is going to do that.
How do you know that?
Because that's insane. You can't do that. You can't go like on the freaking interstate.
I'm sure you can find ways around it. You just got to like, you know, figure out with your phone. I don't know. I see them all the way up where I live at. I mean, I live in Broad Ripple.
I think they're like, there's certain areas of the city that they just stay.
Whatever we want to call it, whether it's a mile or 5 miles, I think it's cool. It's giving people opportunity for transportation. But I also think it's dangerous. And if you're just like the bikers that take up the whole road, we got a problem.
Is that your road rage or Indiana road rage?
No, but other than that, I totally disagree. There's no road rage in Indiana.